Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Ippolito Cataneo, who's CEO at Ajax Resources. How are you today, Ippolito?
Good morning, Zach. I'm exceptionally well this morning.
Well, it looks like you're rubbing shoulders with a giant, or a giant of the sector that you're in. Maybe you can tell us about that in terms of today's news.
Absolutely. So we're delighted to announce the signing of an agreement with Appian Capital, which is a hedge fund, one of the largest dedicated mining focused private equity groups in the world, with 5 billion plus of assets under management. And they, under the agreement we signed, they will become a significant shareholder in Ajax. And we have, in the same deal, also acquired conditionally the Pereiro Velho gold project, which is a near surface oxide gold deposit located in the north of Brazil, 20 kilometers away from a mine called the Serrote copper gold mine, which Appian acquired in 2018 for $30 million and sold in April of this year for $420 million. So we are delighted that Appian has chosen to deal with small companies such as ourselves. We had at market open, we had five million market cap. So I don't know of any other junior UK listed company that has Appian as a shareholder. So we are, we count ourselves very lucky. And as you will read in our announcement we put out this morning, Appian have backed our strategy, which is that of focusing on unloved assets with significant potential, which haven't been simply haven't been developed to their full potential. And so that is on a much larger scale Appian's strategy, and it is our own strategy. And you will have seen in our recent announcements that we've acquired a number of assets on very advantageous terms, all of which benefit from very high historical expenditure and are near-term producers. So Pereiro Velho is also a near-term producer. Long story short, we are very, very pleased with what we've announced this morning.
So great valuation, great great pat on the back in terms of your strategy, your existing, you know, your sort of original strategy with Ajax, which was to go for the unloved, undervalued projects and get them for a song, ideally. So that seems to be working. What can we look forward to, you know, in terms of how this whole arrangement with Appian and how the company will take itself forward?
So we've announced a fundraise this morning in conjunction with this deal. Of course, we need to mechanically enable Appian to invest in our company, so a fundraise was necessary. And so the board has committed to put at least £60,000 in this fundraise, and the balance, we already have commitments from significant shareholders who will do the balance of the to reach the up to 1 million that we announced this morning. So we are reinforcing our cash position. The point here is we need some additional funding to advance Pereiro Velho when we complete the acquisition. The in the current gold environment, we don't want to lose any time. This is the first milestone that we agreed in the transaction with Appian, was to reach 350,000 ounces. This is, you know, the milestone is to publish a JORC compliant mineral resource estimate, which has the number of 350,000 ounces or above. At the moment, the project has an in-house Appian non-JORC compliant estimate of 110,000 ounces. And the good news and what we like about this project is that, as I mentioned, the mineralization is near surface, but only 10% of the asset, which has a historical expenditure of about 5 million in past drilling that's been performed, only 10% of the project has been developed. So without wishing to make too much of a promotional kind of messaging on this project, I think you can infer from that 90% of the project remains unexplored and undeveloped, and there's currently an in-house estimate of 110,000 ounces. So I'll leave the maths to your listeners. But of course, the first milestone is 350,000 ounces, which we both companies, Appian, which is again, as I mentioned, one of the leading metal focused hedge funds or private equity groups in the world, they think it is very much of an achievable target. Bear in mind, they've just developed a mine nearby, taking it from an acquisition price of 30 million to a sell price of 420 million. So I would humbly suggest I think they know what they're doing. We want to achieve that milestone and then get this project into production as soon as we can.
Just finally, you've got, you announced a sort of string of deals in recent months. Is it time to consolidate and actually develop them and start producing, or what? Or you're still looking out for other potential acquisitions?
Well, we explicitly don't want to be one of those companies that just announces deals and then does absolutely no activity. That there are a few examples of that in the marketplace, and you eventually get found out for if you have that kind of approach. So that's not our strategy. We're doing these deals not for the sake of doing them, but because we've identified genuinely good deals, and in the current environment, we feel it's appropriate to complete those deals and to take them forward in the interest of the company. As you will have seen from our announcements, our immediate priority on an operational level is now to drill the Eureka project in Argentina. On Monday we announced the approval of our EIA that we submitted in July, our environmental impact study, our EIS, sorry. And so we now will turn to our full focus will turn to drilling Eureka, which is a 400 year history of production but has never been drilled. And then by June of next year, publishing the MRE. But we should have our first drill holes in the ground in due course. And we look forward to reporting preliminary results and findings in connection with that drilling. Bear in mind, the Eureka project has a number of non-JORC compliant studies. My favorite one is which was conducted by a very respectable and large company called Minera Peñoles. Suggested up to 62 million tons of copper at 1%. So that's 620,000 tons of copper, which in the current market environment would equate to a value of roughly $6 billion and 52,000 ounces of gold, which again would previously be rather negligible, but again in the current environment would equate to roughly $200 million. So the goal, having acquired the project for $170,000 with no deferred consideration or no other kind of royalty, is to define a resource in accordance with JORC and show the market that we've done an exceptional deal. So that is our focus. There's operational news flow, there's acquisition news flow, and so the 2026 promises to be a very exciting year.
Well, we look forward to an exciting year. In the meantime, Ippolito Cataneo, CEO at Ajax Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.